Morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm coming to you from the table in my office, a conference table, meeting table, but also sometimes a dining table. It was not that long ago, earlier this afternoon, where I sat in the same seat at the same spot of the table and I ate my lunch. You know, again, not to shock those of you who don't realize that we record these on a, typically on a Tuesday afternoon, not a Wednesday morning, as I revealed last week. So I've been thinking about eating together, meals, and sharing meals. We've got Thanksgiving in 2 weeks, and there's been talk here at Ascension about gathering folks who didn't have anywhere else to be or didn't prefer to be anywhere else to come together for a family meal as a church. It was a tradition we had previously done, and it's fallen by the wayside in more recent years, and now there's energy around bringing it back, sharing that Thanksgiving meal together as family, as a church family, maybe not, you know, as biological family. And I've written in newsletter articles about how we celebrated the holidays when we lived far from our family. But there is something in that being gathered with others for a meal. We get known by others and get to know others in a way that is unique when we're seated at a table, when we're breaking bread together. We've had a number of memorial services here lately, and we've had chance to sit around tables and share a meal, and those conversations always reveal something new and different about the people who are there, and they deepen relationships. Commonalities are discovered, even future opportunities to gather are created as a result of that. Breaking bread together, I'm reminded of Jesus post-resurrection and the disciples walking on the way to Emmaus and encountering Jesus and not even recognizing him, mourning his death and seeing him after the resurrection and not even realizing it's him until they sat down to a meal together, until Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them just as he does in communion. We as Lutherans make a big deal about communion, and rightfully so. And it's communion for us is life-giving. It's a reminder that we are sinful and are in need of God's grace and God's mercy and God's forgiveness, God's redemption. And so we celebrate Holy Communion every time we gather for worship. And through it, we are renewed, made fresh, and start over. But we also are made known, I would say, made known to God, made known to one another, and Jesus is revealed in that meal as well. So I think there's something about that about that hospitality, about eating together, about breaking bread together, that is sacramental, not just at the altar or the communion rail, but around table as we share with one another, not just the foods that we eat or have brought in. You know, only eat off somebody else's plate if offered. That's a good rule to remember. But there is something about that sharing different people hosting, where I think Christ is revealed, the good news of God's love, the reality that each of us are in need of that meal. Not many of us could survive long, well, some of us longer than others without eating, but we all need to eat. And I think we all need to experience God's love, and it's most rich. We can experience it most richly when we're in community and fellowship, exchanging or receiving hospitality one to another. So as you prepare and look toward this holiday season, as gathering with friends and family, what now they've got Friendsgiving, so that you are reminded that Thanksgiving meal isn't just about family. Maybe be intentional about inviting somebody new to your table or accepting an invitation by somebody else inviting you to theirs. Who knows? Maybe Christ will be revealed in your midst. It's been good spending a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.